The president has made it clear that his administration is rethinking its dealings with Egypt's military.
While we want to sustain our relationship with Egypt, our traditional cooperation cannot continue as usual when civilians are being killed in the streets and rights are being rolled back.
Mr. Obama has avoided labeling the military's overthrow of Egyptian President Mohamed Morsi last month as a coup. Such a statement would automatically halt $1.3 billion of U.S. aid each year to Egypt's military. The White House is worried that doing so would diminish U.S. influence with the military leaders. Some prominent American Muslims, including Mahdi Bray, were hoping for tougher action.
We, the American Muslim Alliance, we want to make it very clear that we will continue a vigorous campaign that we call No Cash for Coup, calling for the immediate suspension of U.S. assistance, financial aid, to Egypt as a result of, indeed, the coup.
The president did, however, call off joint military drills with Egypt.
As a result, this morning we notified the Egyptian government that we are canceling our biannual joint military exercise, which was scheduled for next month.
Tariq Radwan, Associate Director for Research at Washington's Rafiq Hariri Center, calls that a positive step. But he says the United States' ability to affect the behavior of Egypt's armed forces is fading.
Because the engagement with Egypt has been so limited and so narrowly focused, we have very few options and thereby have very little influence over what's going to happen now. The last semblance of assertive action that we can take is to, in fact, suspend military aid.
Egypt's military leader, General Abdel Fattah al-Sisi, was probably willing to risk losing the U.S. aid, according to Daniel Serwer, a scholar at Washington's Middle East Institute, because Egypt's neighbors are making much bigger donations.
I think General Sisi, before this crackdown, must have calculated, I lose the American assistance. And what he calculated was that this was an existential struggle between him and the Muslim Brotherhood, and that he had to do this in order to survive.
Really come down.
But Tariq Radwan says a stoppage of aid could have some impact. He does not believe the Egyptian military wants to jeopardize relations with Washington.
The aid is not only about the money. It's about the relationship itself. It's about the ability to engage with the United States. And cutting that off would begin a sense of isolation that I don't think even the Egyptian military would be very comfortable with.
As the crisis continues in Egypt, Mr. Obama's policies are likely to evolve further. Kent Kline, VOA News, The White House.